Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Wake myself up because I was feeling a little bit sleepy here in the chair, a little bit low energy, a little bit like Jeb Bush, channeling Jeb Bush. And we don't want to channel Jeb Bush here on the show. So I've got a little goodie here. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and take this ultra methylene blue from the alexjonesstore.com. I'm going to go ahead and give myself a nice fat good dose here. See, right over here. Go ahead and administer the elixir, the sand worm. Juice from Dune, and each drop is about a milligram, folks. We're going to do about 15 milligrams this morning. I usually do about 5 to 10. I'm going to use a little bit more than usual this time. There we go. Let me go ahead and get that in there. Oh, you know what? You know, let's just do a little more. I'm just going to do a little bit more today. Like 20 milligrams. All right. That's not medical advice, by the way. All right, I'm going to go ahead and swish it around here a little bit, and then I'm going to take a power swig. I can feel the redox activity, the mitochondrial function, all of it. So incredible. Tastes amazing. Really good combination with the White Monster as well. We really love methylene blue here at the Alex Jones Network, at the InfoWars office here. Everybody loves it. I love it. It's why it's got an 80%+ reorder rate. Everyone loves their methylene blue. But getting back into the news for y'all, I want to go ahead and pull up this Trump tweet. Let's show Trump tweet 4-8. Show Trump tweet 4-8. I'm going to go ahead and get into this now. So the United States will work closely with Iran, which we have determined has gone through what will be a very productive regime change. Oh, and we watch him on video, and we played the clips numerous times. I know my dad has. It's one of the more frequent themes of the show nowadays. Oh, what he's been talking about this war. There will be no enrichment of uranium, and the United States will be working with Iran to dig up and remove all the deeply buried B-2 bombers. Okay, so I guess he's not saying we're going to retrieve planes or anything. He's saying because of the B-2 bombers, the nuclear dust at Isfahan is buried under the rubble, and we're going to go in there and help them remove it. It is now and has always been under very exacting satellite surveillance. Space Force! Nothing has been touched from the date of the attack. We are and will be talking tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. Many of the 15 points have already been agreed to. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Now, let's talk about the bone of contention here, because what I have next is the statement from the Pakistanis. And this is what the Pakistanis have to say. With the greatest, and this is their foreign minister, with the greatest humility, I am pleased to announce that the Islamic Republic of Iran and the U.S. of A., along with their allies, have agreed to an immediate ceasefire everywhere, including Lebanon. Okay, that's very, very important, including Lebanon. Now, we've played the clips, we've shown you the videos, did it all day yesterday. They have just been carpet bombing that place, doing uncontrolled demolition, blowing up entire city blocks of various towns. A million plus people displaced, thousands wounded, hundreds killed. The carnage continues. And as long as the kill count isn't in like the high 10,000s, like as long as it's under 100,000, like I guess just stuff is okay for people to be like, oh, well, you don't care about the Christians in Sudan. Like, oh, okay. Here, just go back to me for a second. We'll play that clip because that's a powerful clip. I'm glad y'all have it up. But you know what I was watching on stream last night? I was watching the debate that Misfit Patriot did with Harrison on the Alex Stein show. And the first thing he immediately does, just like the quartering, of course, he's like, oh, who is Netanyahu? I don't even know who Netanyahu is. I don't know anything about the Israeli government, but you talk about politics all day. Not to belabor the point, but Harrison's making a point about how he doesn't like it when civilians die. He doesn't want us to pay for it. And he feels like we're responsible for it if we're paying for it. And the Misfit Patriot guy goes, what about Sudan? What about Sudan? What about Nigeria? You don't talk about it there. Well, okay, let's talk about it there. Let's have a little discussion about it. You know who's doing that? The UAE, Saudi Arabia. You know where they get their military tech from? They're trading from us. So it's another thing, just like the stuff we're involved in right now, that we shouldn't be involved in, helping the Israelis genocide the Palestinians and helping the Israelis murk the Iranians, or fail to murk the Iranians. You know? Like, do you not see how that doesn't work? But these are human beings. These are people. Let's go ahead and show that video of the woman in her car. Oh, we got it there. He's taking a big drinky. Uh-oh. You know, that bottle was pretty much full when the show started, and by the end, it was half empty. He's a magician. He made the liquor disappear. Very, very interesting. And the thing is, it's just like he was completely out of his depth. I compared it to, you know, aliens coming down and meeting primitive man, kind of like a 2001 Space Odyssey or something. And Harrison's kind of the pillar, you know, and Misfit Patriot's kind of one of the monkeys hopping around the pillar. That's kind of the IQ difference there. And all these people that promote this war, they'll admit to you when you talk to them, and I've had these conversations now, they just don't know what they're talking about, but they're proud of that ignorance. And as I just showed you right there, the ceasefire that everyone's been bragging about, everyone's been saying, oh, it's so incredible, it's so amazing. We're saying it's incredible and amazing if it goes through. But guess what? You guys are in support of it failing because you continue to back the Israelis and you continue to show support for them. And that's what makes them emboldened to do stuff like this. Go ahead and play the clip from the beginning.
O Virgin Mary, I beg you. Where are you going, Jesus? I beg you, Jesus, have mercy. I beg you. This is a woman praying in her car for radio listeners. Massive explosions going off in front of her. Oh, Virgin Mary, have mercy. Mom, be patient. Come on. The missiles are passing over our heads. Calm down. Calm down. Take it easy. Take a drink. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, these are Christians. These are Christians, and it shouldn't matter. By the way, I don't care if they're atheist. I don't care if they're Muslim. I don't care if they're Satanists. Okay, I don't care. Like they're people. They're human beings. They're created in the image of God. They don't deserve to be bombed or killed. But we're told all the time about the Judeo-Christian values, and oh, it's so incredible. Ben Shapiro founded Western civilization. He actually created Plymouth Rock, and he landed here, and he's going to tell us how our country needs to be, and Israel's our 51st state. Is this representative of American values? Because even if we've been involved in crazy wars and conquests and stuff, we don't do this to civilians. We don't, like, it's not our desired outcome, our desired goal to kill the maximum amount of civilian population as possible to make them terrorized and submit. That's the Israeli protocol. The Israelis are the ones that target water infrastructure, that target power infrastructure, that target food, use food as a weapon, which, like, goes without saying. If you don't know this, like, look more into it, read the Geneva Convention. Everything I just listed is a war crime. Okay, but those are the war crimes that we get involved with now. Because Israel is leading by their example, okay? And we're the junior partner, would be the technical term in all of this. We're the junior partner, and that's not fair. Yeah, Hormuz closed. No oil or gas tankers moving since ceasefire. Only four ships have passed, all dry cargo. The doomsday clock on this just continues to tick every day that the ships don't start moving through there again. Got to keep in mind, these super tankers, they move at the speed of like a bicycle. You know, a bicycle or two, and we haven't even seen the major disruption yet because everything that's coming was already on the way here earlier prior to this event. So, yeah, and then we got Trump with a little crazy NATO tweet here, and I don't like NATO. I want us to be out of NATO anyway, but the way all of this is being done, it's a bug, but it's being sold as a feature. NATO wasn't there. We needed them, and they won't be there if we need them again. Okay, I've got another article on this. I've got the Wall Street Journal article, and I'm going to keep the tweet up for a second, but I just want to go to this next. Trump team explores punishment for NATO countries that didn't support Iran war. And I'm going to read the rest of the tweet. They won't be there if we need them again. Remember Greenland, that big, poorly run piece of ice. So is now are we just going to go for broke? We're just going to try to take everything that we can right now. And people go, that's great. That's what I voted for. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, all right. Well, like, you notice how it's not just our hemisphere stuff that we did. And, you know, if Trump was just a crazy guy and he wanted to go do stuff and take over Venezuela or take over Greenland, I might not support it, but at least I could understand it. You can't want to do that stuff on top of doing the crazy World War III. Both in Ukraine and now with Iran as well. We're involved in like three different theaters of combat right now. It's just ridiculous. We're in a world war. I'm tired of it. You know, that's the message of the show today. It's like we're already in World War III, World War IV, World War V, World War XII, whatever you want to call it at this point. And I'm sitting here. I'm 23 years old. I'm riddled with stress. I'm bald because all my hair follicles have left me because of all the bad news I've had to witness in the media over the past 10 years. I would like to have a full head of hair. I'd like to have an economy that's great. I'd like to have money that's actually worth something in my pocket. You know, no inflation. I'd like to see Americans prioritize, like be able to go around the world like my parents and grandparents did and go a vacation in Europe and Asia and meet cool people and have real experiences and find out about the planet on the ground level. But because of what my government does, because of what people, not my parents, not my grandparents, but because of what people's parents and grandparents have voted for, we're in this situation now where it literally, like, it I'm wearing the Iraq-Iran war shirt. Maybe we can get that up on the store real quick. I just want to make a point. I'm wearing this shirt, and the quote on here is from 1984, is the war is not meant to be the war was not meant to be won. The war is meant to be continuous. It's never supposed to stop. And then I talk to people like Jeremy on the show. I have him on, and they tell me that all the presidents are bad and I'm just not old enough yet and I have to accept it. I mean, can we believe this? And this is why, like, I was so happy when I saw Big Lee come out with this shirt. I really was. And this is an organic plug because I'm not even plugging her. I'm just telling the truth. I have tried to give these out to people. I have friends that have ordered these. This is just a key message people will see because you can't argue with what's on the shirt. Because everyone right now that's supporting this war, if you ask them about the Iraq war, they're going to have to tuck tail and say they don't support it. And then you can point out the logical fallacy and inconsistency of that from day one. And that's why, like, we always had powerful apparel and merchandise. And like my dad's always said, like, wearing the InfoWars shirts is an adventure. And that's 100% true. That's not hyperbole. But I'm going to go ahead and get to the article. Trump team explores punishment for NATO countries that didn't support Iran war. Washington, the White House is considering a plan to punish some members of the NATO alliance that President Trump thinks were unhelpful to the U.S. and Israel during the Iran war. All right, and really quickly, just come back to me just for a second. We'll go back to the article. What were they supposed to do? What was France or the U.K. or whatever? Like, what are they supposed to do? I mean, we talk about Spain. Like, ooh, they didn't let us use their airspace. Now they're verboten forever, whatever. But like, were they supposed to have ships in there sweeping for mines? We outsource a lot of our minesweeping capability to the European nations, actually, to have more of those ships than we do. Like, what do you want? By saying this, like, if NATO was willing to join us from day one, would we just try to, like, hood jump Iran and just do a ground invasion with foreigners and other people and just hope they get dead too? It's all so sick. I'm going to go back to the article here. The proposal would involve moving U.S. troops out of NATO countries that are unhelpful to the Iran war effort and stationing them in countries that were more supportive. The proposal would fall short of President Trump's recent threats to fully withdraw the U.S. from NATO, which by law he can't do. The plan, which has circulated and gained support among senior administration officials in recent weeks, is early in conception, one of the several of the White House's plans that they're discussing to punish NATO. It underscores the growing rift between the Trump administration and European allies following the president's decision to launch the war with Iran. NATO secretary, just more of these people. And this is the guy, Mark Root. Come back to me just real quick. This guy, NATO defense secretary, also important. Literally, they call Trump daddy. You're like, oh, Papa's home, Daddy's home. Like, Daddy's gonna tell us what to do. He's also gay, so it's all just the whole thing, isn't it? The whole can of worms here. But we're gonna go ahead and get back into the article. It's quite sad that NATO turned their backs on the American people over the last 6 weeks when it's the American people that have been funding their defense. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt said Wednesday. Okay, all right, we agree. We agree with that statement. All right. You know, it's quite sad that Trump and the Trump administration and the American government turned their backs on the American people over the last 6 weeks when it's the American people that have been funding the military. But they didn't want to do this and they voted for no war. And it's just, like, you can't, like, these people, they make these statements in isolation. And it makes me so mad because, like, This is them trying to give a logical answer for why they're doing what they're doing. So they're attempting to use logic, and this is logical. But if you have a brain that thinks like that, then on its face, you also have to call out the war for being insane, immoral, evil, ridiculous, war crimes, whatever you want to call it, right? I can't deal with the stupidity anymore. I really can't. It makes me like actually like it makes me want to like crash out. I want to throw the microphone at the TV right now. All right. On Wednesday evening, Trump wrote on Truth Social, NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't even be there if we need them again. Okay. All right. We should have left a long time ago, man. So go ahead and do what you want to do, Unc. I actually kind of agree this time. The U.S. has around 84,000 troops stationed across Europe. Though the exact number varies from military exercises and rotational deployments, U.S. bases in Europe, critical hub, blah, 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 blah. It's all control. It's all the empire. It's all we're on top of your neck. We actually run your country. You're our vassal state. Oh, the heroic defense that we can provide. What defense? What are we going to do? Like aid them in case they get ground invaded by another country? Oh, we're going to help you with missile defense? Oh, wait, we're out of those missiles. And if you have any left, you got to send them to Tel Aviv. You have to send the THAAD interceptors you might have. You have to send the Patriots you might have to Tel Aviv. That's more important than your country. Sorry, Japan. Sorry, South Korea. Ha, 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 F you. That's literally the message that we give our allies. It couldn't be determined which countries will lose troops, yet a number of alliance members have run afoul of Trump since he returned to office and more recently attracted his ire by objecting to the war in Iran. Spain hasn't indicated that it will spend the 5% on NATO defense and that block U.S. planes. Italy also briefly blocked the use of a U.S. airbase in Sicily, and the French government agreed to only allow the U.S. to use a base in southern France after it guaranteed planes not involved in Iran strikes would land there. Trump said Monday that he was very disappointed with NATO and their unwillingness to support the U.S. on the Iran war is a mark on NATO that will never disappear. He has frequently lashed out at the alliance, blah, blah, blah. Last month, he posted to Truth Social, U.S. needs nothing from NATO. So do we need nothing from them, or they didn't help us and we're mad, so we're going to leave now? F you. There's no actual rhyme or reason to do any of these things. And hey, you know what the saying is, right? A broken clock is right twice a day. I agree with this decision. I would love for us to be out of NATO. Like, screw Europe. Let them do what they're going to do. They want to censor and abuse their people. I mean, here's the reality. Here's what I really call for, and I've called for numerous times on the show. I mean, we had Amy Dangerfield on talking about Australia and the draconian hell pit they forced these amazing people of Australia to live under, these crazy laws. And, like, why don't we blockade those places? Why don't we sanction countries that do that? Why don't we mandate that countries around the world have a freedom of speech? Doesn't that sound cool? Does that sound like a political platform that you're interested in? How about a digital bill of rights for everybody so that we now, like, we've always had our rights, but they're enshrined now and they carried forward, outlined into law of the new digital age? How about privacy? How about respect? How about the ability to have free commerce, to use Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as legal tender? Like, there's a lot of really cool stuff we can do, guys. There's a lot of really cool stuff we can do, but we got to get out of the era where we're just stunlocked by these old people and we're living in their paradigm. Like they spend $11,500 a second, okay, for much more than 2 weeks, but just look at that for 2 weeks. That's 1,210,000 people, okay, that you could have just given at random. You could have given that money. You could have ended homeless veterans in America by giving them all homes. Literally with that money. Could have given them money for 5 years. It's we're going to have these things. Okay, we're going to work towards having these things. I'm going to spend my life working towards these things. I know you and the audience are as well. And we talk about all this stuff. It's not pie in the sky. It's actually very realistic. And I had someone in my live chat last night kind of talking to me about all this. And they were just... they were on the same page. They were anti-war. They were against the war. But it was just, it was so doom-pilling and it was so negative. And first off, like, the thing I just want to say to everybody, and I just said it, but, like, the change starts with us, of course. But number two, like, there are solutions to all these things. And the biggest solution is we don't have to come up with some, like, MacGyver quantum AI computer thing that's going to solve all our problems. All we have to do is stop funding murder. Okay? Like, it's very simple. All we got to do is stop funding abortion. All we got to do is stop funding war. All we got to do is stop funding censorship and oppression and supporting countries that do that. All we got to do is be Americans. Like, it's so simple. And I think there are more people out there that know about what being an American means than they thought. You know, I think they thought a lot of people had forgotten about that. I think they thought a lot of people had just kind of brushed that to the side. We are here on this planet for a reason. We're here to be a beacon of truth, of liberty, of human rights and civil rights and values and expansion and technology and energy and love and a belief in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on all of us sinners. First of all, me, of course. We're all the worst of all sinners on the worst of all sinners. Like, here's the thing. We don't have that attitude about ourselves. We don't have the humility to say that we're all wicked. Okay, we say we're all great. We're moral. We're secular. We're evolved. We're nothing matters to us anymore. It's all about the GDP, the stock market. The stock market, that's their God. They worship the stock market. That's their ball, right? They worship the stock market. And the GDP is not a metric for the success of the American people. The GDP and the stock market are success metrics for the people that are involved in the power structure, in the wheeling and dealing, in the criminal activity that runs our government and runs our economy, and the behavior that all these companies, especially these tech companies in the prediction markets, are engaged in is illegal on its face because it's a monopoly. Okay, it's a monopoly, and it's also insider trading and conflict of interest. This is what we stand against. Like I've said many times, you'll never see me take a Polymarket or Kalshi sponsorship. I know people that have. I'm not ragging on them. Like, it is a growing thing, whatever, whatnot. I totally get everybody's got to feed themselves at the end of the day, right? But I won't do that because I'm going to lobby for those things to be made illegal, okay? And, like, we need to have a very serious approach to things like that. I mean, you just look at gambling and how it's been legalized over the past 10 years, and you look at the amount of lives that services, I'll just call them, like, services like that, in my view, in my opinion, have caused. It truly is staggering, but that's because our country, we have the gambler's mindset. And the older people, they still think they can sit at the slot machine and they can press the button and eventually it's all going to work out and it's going to be 777. That ain't happening. And the young people that realize that, that demand solutions, demand real actual change in this world, I'm here for you. We here at InfoWars have always been here for you. That's what being the tip of the spear means. It means being the first in the fight, the first in the battle, the first seeking that truth. And we're going to continue to do that. I'm really excited about the new network. I'm really excited about everything that's going to go on there. And keep in mind, I'm going to be doing this show, which ends on Friday. I'm doing this time slot going forward every single day. I'll be here Monday through Friday. I'm calling it My American Journal or New American Journal. I have an account for it. I need to get my computer out and check what the at is. And if y'all can follow it, that would be amazing. But you can just go to my profile right now. That's Rex Jones News on Twitter. I'm going to be live every single morning for y'all. And I really appreciate the love and the support and everybody here because we got a common goal. Our goal is to make the world better. Our goal is to have solutions. And I also just want to tell you right now, thealexjonesstore.com, you're going to want to go there. But look, we got the profile up there right now. If you want to go up there and you want to follow Rex Jones News on Twitter, I'll be live every morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. from now on, doing the New American Journal on X. Really appreciate that. Thank you, crew. We got thealexjonesstore.com. We got a phenomenal array of vitamins, minerals, nutritional supplements, apparel, equipment, high quality tactical daggers, knives, blades, anything and everything you need. You're going to want to go to thealexjonesstore.com. And it's so amazing. There are incredible folks out there like Bigley that aren't loyal to, you know, any sort of political figure or whatever, but they're loyal to the truth and they're loyal to victory. They're loyal to what's real. They're loyal to what the people want. And that's why we're proud to work with them and do stuff with them going forward and just into the future. I got to just say, I love Bigley and I'm proud to work with them. I know my dad is as well. So thank you all. We will be right back. I've got more news in the rundown. I've got crazy news on the domestic front as well. We're going to talk some pretty sketchy stuff going on with some political figures going on into the future. But thank you for being here with me. I will see you after the break. Rex Jones News, American Journal. I love you all. See you soon.
Oh. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.